Siat Shmaya, Yud Gimel Adar, Tainis Esther. We're giving time to be a Jew right now. Just now we're saying the words Im Matzasi Chin Beinecha Melech to find Chin the Agul Melech. Siat Shmaya. Here we go. That the Indian of we're for those who live in Chutz Arts, one day away. For us, we're mamish 2 days away from Yom Hakadosh. Mamish Yom Hakadosh. It's Gilu Ber Ada. It's mamish. It's scary. I was walking around today. I was like, mamish scary. Like, how do you enter into Purim? But we just have to do it, and we have to mechazek ourselves. So, what's the Indian tonight of Yud Gimel Adar of Tainus Esther? What's going on here? So, it's in the Gemara Megillah. It refers to Yom Yud Gimel Adar, 13th of Adar, is called Yom Kehila Lakol. It's a day where everyone gathers together. All right, one reason why for that is because of fast day. We know on a fast day, like it says, in the Orgidayo brings out, and different Sfarim have this, and the Gemara talks about it, that the fast day, everyone gathers together. It's He'asvu. But everyone's gathered together on a fast day. So you know, today's a fast day. So what the Nekuda is, like the Orgidayo says here, it says, Yom Yud Gimel Zman Kehila Lakolhi. So what does that mean, Zman Kehila Lakol, that everyone's gathered together? Uperishu ki hakavana shehu yom tainis. V'tainis hu be'ahakal. Today's a yom tainis. And tainis is done with everyone together. Kasher kasuv lecha, like it says in Megillah, lech kenos kol yehudim v'tzomo alai. Right? That Esther Malka said, go gather up all the Jews and we're going to fast. What's up, Avi? And we're going to fast. Shiyom hatainis hu zman lehakal. V'lavo al b'china shal nekalu v'amur al nafshom. What the nekuda of today is, what this day is built on is what? This day is built on Achdus. Yom Kila Kol. That the day before you enter into Purim, Mamish. Right? The Maisa in Chutz Aretz and outside Yerushalayim, literally you go from Tainus Esther into Purim. So what's the remez in that? The remez is that your only entrance into Purim is what? Yom Kila Kol. Bekila. With Kaal. With Chevra. With Achdus Yisrael. That's our only shot to go in. That's very interesting also, because you take the match of Kehila Lakol. Yeah? So Kehila is Kuf Hei Lamed Hei. What do you get?
No Yud.
No Yud.
Oh.
140,
good. And Lakol is 80. So what do you get? 140 and 80. 220 is Gematch exactly Tesvav Adar. Right? The Tesvav Adar, which is the 15th day of Purim. That the Sod of Purim is, the way you come into Purim, it's a day of Kehila Lakol, where everyone's gathered together. It's an Achdus Yisrael. So let's look in the Megillah for a second. Let's just see, what does Achdus Yisrael exactly have to do with the Nes of Purim, with the Hachana into Purim? Here we go, Chevra. So if you look, one of the most intense psukim, the whole Megillah, is this is after Haman already got the signet ring, and listen to what the pasuk says. Perek Gimel, pasuk Yud Gimel. V'nishloach svarim biyad haratzim el kol medinos hamelech. Right, they were sending out all the svarim, all the letters. What's the next words? Lahashmid, laharog, ulaabid es kol yehudim. To mamash three intense words of lahashmid, to wipe out. Right, laharog, to kill, ulaabid, and to destroy, to lose es kol yehudim. We don't realize we have to mamash be in that state of mind that when it says that shasan nisam sinim bayam heim basman hazeh, like we're going to say before we read the Megillah. But Yom Mehem, Bazman Azem, means the same thing that happened back then is happening now also. However, back then there was a gezer that Lahashmin Laharog La'abed, that all the Jews should be destroyed. We're so rachok from that we just see Purim as a day of Givalt, which it is. We don't realize that how far we were, that we were mamish this close to being destroyed. Literally, even in Shemayim, Hashem agreed to the gezerah. Right? Lahashmin Laharog La'abed. So where did this come from? How could this occur to us? That someone could get so close to mamash destroying us, wiping us off the map. So maybe we could say like this. This is based off different svarim. The Orgidayo, Rav Matal speaks about this. Different svarim. A lot of svarim. But if you go to the pasuk, Perek Gimel Pasuk Ches, one of the big psukim in the whole Megillah. Vayomer Haman.
Ooh.
Ah, very good. Let's do a practice again. Ready? Vayomer Haman. You gotta be louder than that.
Yeah, you gotta be louder than that.
Yeah, right? Vayomer Haman. Very good. Amelech Achashverosh. Right, Haman said to Achashverosh, Yeshno am echad mefuzar mefurad bin amin. What he said is Yeshno Amechet. So what was he talking about? So different Sfarim say Yeshno is Lashon of Shena, of sleeping. Yeshno is Lashon of Shinaim, of teeth. Yeshno Amechet. What's going on here? What it means is Yeshno Amechet Mefuzar Mefurad. Like Rabbi Shua Baruch was just saying, Mefuzar means to be scattered and Mefurad means to be separate. That Haman was telling Achashverosh, you know why we could destroy the Jews? You know why? Because Yeshno Amechad, Mefuzar, Mefurad. Because there's Pirid. There's no Achdus in them. They have nothing to... They're not attached to each other. So therefore, what? We could go in and kill them. They have no Shaychus. That's what his whole Nekuda was. That what? Look, there's Pirid in them. And when there's Pirid in Klal Yisrael, when there's not Achdus, when there's not a Havz Yisrael going on, which chever doesn't just include friends, it includes Rebbeim talking about other people, right? It includes everyone, right? When there's not proper Havas Yisrael, then what? Then Amalek has a Yanika in us, and they could overcome us, Chas v'Shalom. That's why, if you go back to the pasuk we said before, when Haman says those words of Lahashmid, Laharog, La'abed, take the match of Lahashmid, Laharog, U'la'abed. Yeah? So Lahashmin Laharog La'abed is Gematria 670.
What was it?
Lahashmid Laharog U'la'abed. Okay? It's Gematria exactly 670. It's Gematria exactly Echad Mefuzar U'mefurad. Talking about a nation that what? That we have Pizor. That we have Pirud. So therefore what? Lahashmin Laharog La'abed. Yeah. It's Shaykh to destroy us, Chas v'Shalom. Why? Because when there's Pirid in us, when there's not proper Havz Yisrael going on, then what happens? Amalek steps up, boom, right away. Because when we have Pirid, that's what gives Amalek koach. Like the Orgel Dalio says straight up in the Sefer. He says when Amalek sees that we have Pirid and that we're not getting along with each other, that's when they know, boom, it's our shot. Where do you see this from? So the Hele Gatzvila Tzadik, the Blush Varav, says like this. In Parsis Bishalach, says when Amalek comes and attacks us, where do they attack us?
In the back.
Refidim. Right, in the back, very good. But the Makom, where they attacked us, was Refidim. Right? So if you take the word, the Refidim, spell like this. Resh Pei Yud Dalid Mem. Refidim.
No second Yud.
Sorry. Resh Pei Dalid Yud Mem. That's how Tzvitzalik spells it. Right? That Chirik under the Pei. So Refidim, Tzvitzalik says, take the word Refidim, same Osios as Mafrid. You have Pirud in there. That what? The whole Nekuda is why? Why can they attack us there? Because they saw that what? That we were mafrid from each other. That we weren't in Achdus. We weren't in a Hava with each other. It means that what? We're speaking Lashon Hara about each other. I was going to be Lashon Hara's Gematria Esther. David Yosef, be back in a second. So what it means is that what? The horror that happened. Yeah? So the Nekuda is, why can they attack us? When there's Pirud, when there's Mafrid Chevra, that's when Amalek can have a unique in us. That's when they can attack us and overcome us, Chas v'Shalom. That's the whole Nekuda, when there's Lashon Hara. Right? When Chevra's not learning well with each other, or we're not being mechazik each other. Then Amalek sees that. And who's Amalek today, Chevra? Yitzhara. Yitzhara overcomes us. And he gets caught from there. Like we said the other day from the Orgel Dalyahu, others from say this, also Matal says this, that where does the Yitzhara get caught from? I think it's Gemara in Sukkah also says this. That where does the Yitzhara get caught from? You know where he gets his caught from? From our sins. When we sin, you know what he does? He builds his army even stronger. Our sins is also when there's a period between us. Then what happens? It gives caught to the Yitzhara himself. That with period, that's when Amalek attacks. So if you look, it's very interesting. Because what's the day that Haman sent out this gezeira? Let's read the pasuk. Vinish loach svarim biyat haratzim. El kol medinos ha-melech lahash min laharog la'abed es kol Yehudim. To raise all the Jews. Minar vad zakin, right? From younger child or younger guy to an older person. Taf, babies, vinashim, biyom echad, everyone. What day? Biyom echad, bishlosh asar, l'chodesh neim asar, hu chodesh adar. What day did he want to wipe us out? What day did he send us out? Yud Gimel Adar, which is today, which we started off for. What's Yud Gimel Adar called in the Gemara? Yom Kehil Lakol. So what's the remez there? Why are they sending a dafka on Yud Gimel Adar? It's why, because on a day that's supposed to be Yud Gimel Kehil Lakol, when there's not an Achdus, the day it's supposed to be Achdus. But what happens when there's not an Achdus? Yeah, that's the day where Amalek can overcome us. But what's the remez for us in that? The remez for us is to realize that what? You know what us being saved is? You know how we can erase this Lahashim Lahar Labid? Remind yourself of Yud Gimel Adar, which is what? It's Yom Kehil Lakol. It's gathering up. It's Achdus. That's we could overcome them. And that they can't touch us. But that's the Nakuda of it. It's Mechazik ourselves in Ahavas Yisrael. To work on that Achdus. It's actually something very Givadic. Hold the tap on for a second. If you look, there's an unbelievable Torah from the Rishner. In Parshas. What? Chassidish Shavuot. This is what the Rishner, the Halig Rishner says in Parshas Shmos, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Tes. It says, Hinei Am B'nei Yisrael, Rav V'atzim Mimenu. Right? So we mentioned this earlier in Ravad this year, right? But listen to this. It's unbelievable. The Halig Rishner says, Ki B'sha Shabani Yisrael Mu'uchadim Heim, when we have Achdus with each other, and we feel that we're one and we have real hava with each other. Miyad, Margishim Agayim ki Amza hu Rav Atzim. All the Gaim feel that what? This nation is what? Rav the Atzim. They're too mighty for us. Vein kol uma yicholahem. No one can touch us. So he gives a mashal, the Halig Rishner. Mashal Abba, mashal to a father. Shebikesh mikol yiladov sheavo lebesol lebakro. Right, there's a father who calls all sons and says, "Come over to the house and come visit me." Right, bo kol yiladov meirachok umekarov vamdu sivo. Right, all the sons come and they're standing around their father. Biyado hitzika av. Right, Yosef. Right, so it says like this: Biyado hitzika av chavilim zrad. So all of a sudden, the father takes. Can we have some nice stroller over there? Right, and all of a sudden. Father comes and he gives the sons. He takes a nothing ducking, right? Little branches, okay. Chile ka'av l'chol echa miladav anaf dak echa. All of a sudden, the father comes with anaf dak echa, and he gives each one of them one of the branches, and he says, "Bikish menu l'shabro." He says, "Go and break it." Shivru banav esanaf because. So right, what happened was again, it was a thing that was all together. And now he said to the sons, right, so he said to his sons, now go and take it and break it. So what happens? So the sons came, they took it, Shavru banas anafim bakalas. They broke it easily. Achshav amraviyem, yinasa na kol echad mikem, lishvor aguda shlema shanafim. So he said, now take all those branches together and bring them in together to being one branch. Nisua banav lo ala biyadam. What happened? That they took all the separate branches and brought it into one thing, and they tried breaking, they tried smashing. What happened? They couldn't do it. Why not? Ro matem amar av. The father said, "Kozuman shetiu muchadim beinichem." As long as you guys have achdus between yourselves, kichavilazu, like this strong branch, then what? Ein ish yachol alchem. No one can touch you. Ulam im tefradu, but if you have pirud, if you don't have achdus with each other, da'ulachem ki hayachid chalashu. A person on his own is very weak. V'nishbar ka'anaf hadak, and he's going to break like this weak branch. The kud is that when there's pirud, when there's separation between us, that's when Amalek can attack. V'chevro, if we mechazik ourselves in the achdus, which this day is all about, what? That's the way you beat Amalek. And then Amalek can't touch you. If you look, it's very geschmack. If you go to Perek Dalid, Pasuk Dalid, Miguel Esther. Pasuk says like this. It says, Vatavona naros Esther v'sarisa v'gidula. Right, they came to Esther and they told her what was going on. Vatishchalchal hamalka me'od. Vatishlach begadim lahabish es Mordechai. Ulahas yisako me'elav v'lo kibel. So what happened was, is that we know that Mordechai was wearing, what was he wearing? Sackcloth, right? So Esther came and said, you know what? Take off the sackcloth. She gave him clothes to wear. Right? So listen to what the Medrash says. Medrash in Agadas Esther. Says, Lama Shalcha Esther Begadim Elav. Why did Esther send clothes to Mordechai? You don't think Mordechai knew what he was doing? Ella shelo haisa kavanasa she asir the gamrei sa sak melav. Rather, she said, you know what? Don't completely take off the sackcloth. Ella she asir sako elyon. Just take off the top. And you should wear big day machlis so that you could come to the Shahar Melech and try to help us. Right? The Galmazel Oskim Shamar, and even on that Mordechai didn't agree. What did Mordechai say back to Esther? Chevra Shamar Mordechai, Yehu HaTzibor Betzar, Vani El Bash Big Day Machlis. The whole Tzibor is in a complete tsar. Right? We're in a time of an ace tsara, a painful time. And you want me to dress in royalty? At the time that the tzibor, that the kal is in a state of pain, yachid aporish mehem, one person who separates, shnei malachei asharis hamlavin oso, the two malachei asharis who are always escorting you, manichim yedeh marosh, they put their hands on your head, v'omrim, ploni sheperish mehat tzibor, al yireh v'nechamas tzibor. You know what they say? They say this person who separated himself from the tzibor in time of pain isn't going to see when the pain goes away. Right, like it says, a person who mourns over the Beis HaMikdash will see the building of the Beis HaMikdash. V'chol ha-mitzar atzma u'matibor, and a person who makes himself part of the tibor, ro b'nechem ha-tibor. He's going to see when the tibor has an aliyah. V'shema yomar adam, im Yisrael b'tzar v'ani ochel v'shosev v'esi, me maybe. Maybe a person might say, you know what, if Klal Yisrael is going to say tzar, but I just sleep all day and eat and drink and watch games and watch and mess around, me maybe, who cares? Who do I affect? You don't know that what? You know what gives testimony to you? Your walls, your ceilings, your bricks of your house. Like it says, it's gonna scream out, it's gonna answer. Lakach nemar v'lo kibel. That's why Mordechai said, I'm not being mekablet. Why? Shelo kibel lov lefrosh min hatzibor. Because Mordechai's whole thing, his shita was that you think that we're going to be able to overcome this gezerah by me being different? No way! The only shot we have to overcome Haman and Achashverosh is how? How, Chevra? No? With Tzibor. With Achdus. That I could dress up all the fancy things that I had. I could have all the people I want in the palace. And assistants to the president, assistants to the prime minister. You could have all you want. But when you separate yourself from Tzibor, that's not Achdus to have a Hamas Hashem together, you know what happens? None of that stuff does anything for you. The ikar is being part of the tzibor, being part of the chevra. Another example of this. Right? I'm just going to give you just examples to show you how important this nakuda is. Push them around. Just like that. Yeah? Back and forth. Okay? So it goes like this. If you look, in Perek Dalet, Pasuk Tazayin. Listen to this chevra. It's mamash awesome. You see it left and right. The whole Megillah is built around this nakuda. When we're in 3 days of fasting, what does Esther say? Lech kenosis kol Yehudim. She says, what? Go and gather all the Jews. Hanitzam v'shushan v'tzumo alai. Right? And then go fast for 3 days. So what did Esther say, Chevra? Lech kenosis kol Yehudim. Go and gather up all the Jews. Because that's the Sod HaDavra. You want to know how we're going to be successful? If you're fasting in your own houses, could be good, but it's not the ticker. The ticker is what? Lech kenos es kol Yehudim, gather everyone. Hands be up, Yeremez. Lech kenos es kol Yehudim. It's gematria 717. It's gematria exactly Purim b'miloy. Which means that you spell the letters of Purim out. Pehei, Vav Yud Vav, Resh Yud Shin, Yud Vav Dalet, and Mem Mem. Gematria exactly Lech kenos es kol Yehudim. Because that's the shlemos of Purim. Huh?
Was it 713?
717. Right? Because that's the Shlemus of Purim. That's the highest level of Purim. So what? When there's Achdus with us. And that's what we overcome. And that's what we're zochet to the Or of Purim. Is what? Lech kenos es kol Yehudim. That's what it's all taloy on. Now to be mevatel the gzera, the only shot you have is what? Dafka through Achdus. David Yosef. Another proof, yeah? Go to the next pasuk. Dalad Yud Zayin, yeah? Dalad Yud Zayin. It says, Vayavor Mordechai, Vayas Kechol Asher Tzivsa Alav Esther. It says, Mordechai was over. Some people say that what? That he didn't do the Karban Pesach. Right? Hold on a second. Yeah, well. Okay. Karban Pesach. Sin. But it says that what? He listened to everything that Esther told him. Yeah? So what's the Nekudah Chevra? So listen to this unbelievable Tam Develio, and then we'll try to wrap up with this. Chaim Veliyahu says like this. Mordechai, b'shasha dibri mo Esther, shalok hogan katzavaleh. Right, Mordechai told Esther to do something, and Esther said, I don't know if I can do it. So Mordechai got upset at her. Beilu heina dvarim shadibri shalok hogan. Shamra v'ani lo nikreisi lavo alamav. Said, I haven't been called in 30 days. Hey, shivlo, ki'im hachreish tachreishi. Fine. Listen to this. He says, what was the good words that Mordechai was happy that Esther said? Go gather up all the Jews. So now, Chavra, listen to this. This is exactly what we've been talking about. Eliyahu he says, why? That the Iker, you know what Kitrib means? Iker Taina, and Iker persecution. On Klal Yisrael was what? Shal Haman, Aleihem. You know what Haman's main thing was that he wanted to destroy us on? Shehem am mefuzar umeforad. Klomar she'enam ba'achtas. Haman's whole thing that he attacked us on, why? The whole thing came, you know why Haman thought he could beat us? Because they're not an achtas. There's no ahava between them. That this one says those things about this one. Right? People don't realize that here, left and right, people, I'm probably guilty of this also. Right? They say that they're just like, how many people are just, their mouths just run? Right? They don't even realize the things that they say. Right? They don't realize that they're speaking Lashon Hara left and right. They're hurting people's feelings left and right. They're making things awkward between people left and right. But they don't even like that. What are you talking about? But I'm in yeshiva. Right? That's called pirud. That what when you say something bad about someone else, that's called pirud. You separate them. But then kud is, we have to realize, chevra, that our whole inyan, we don't realize what the avoda of Ahavas Yisrael means. Right? Because the world doesn't see it as such an important thing. They think it's just, okay, I can judge this person favorably. Chevra, this is one of the ikarim. Amalek attacked us to try to destroy us because of this Nakuda. Because they saw we were weak in Achdas Yisrael. And they almost succeeded. If not for Esther and Mordechai stepping up. That's what happens to be that the Rebbe likes to say, the Martha likes to say, that Esther plus Mordechai is how much? 661 and 274. Is 935. Is Gematria Shalom with the Mem Sofit is 600. That the whole Nakuda of Esther and Mordechai is to bring Shalom into the world. Leich Kenosis Kol Yehudim. That's what it's all about. And that's the Nakuda. Is that what? Leich kenilis eskol Yehudim, gematria purim emiloi. Because that's the way we overcome Amalek, chavra. There's no other way. Obviously, the Torah, of course. But if you learn Torah, right, what do we have before we come to Mount the Torah? Vayichan sham yisrael neged ahar. Kulam ke'echad. Like Rash says, ki'ish echad, b'leiv echad. And then what? Oh, now you can mekabel Torah. That part of the hachana to being mekabel Torah is what? Is achdus. That's where it is. And if you don't have it, you're not getting it. And chevret, I was in the same position, Shamal. It's hard to go from high school to all of a sudden become like a little, a little tzad they can speak good about. But it's an avodah we have to work on. To realize that what? That I can control how I speak. And what? I don't have to be the guy who's the funny guy, making fun of other people. Okay, listen, by Purim skits, okay, fine. So, that ask your local Dr. Rabbi. I'm talking about the guy who's always in the middle saying, someone says something and he's the guy who calls someone else out. It's Lashon Hara. That's sinna. You have to realize that one, you don't have to be the guy that stands out everyone else, the guy that, is the one that people have to be afraid of, that he's going to say negative things about them. That's a malik dikka person. Arnakud is what hava. I'll do anything, just as a person would never chasrom say anything bad about his parents, right? You would do anything to stand up for your parents, right? Same thing for every single Jew. You have to do anything. I would look forward to do anything to save another Jew. It's very interesting because one of the biggest inyanim of Purim is what? Chayv inishli besume bepuraya adol yada, right? Like we know Sfarim say that the Iker Nes of Purim was all built on Yain, right? It was Achashverosh's Suda, and then it was Esther's Suda with Haman, right? And Achashverosh, everything was built on Yain. See, a big part of the day, you go to any store here, right? Any stores, what? 1,000 deals on wine. You go to crazy wine stores. So al pichitzonius, obviously there's a unique that Satan can ruin the day. But what's the Indian of wine? Like, why yain? Why not Coke or something? I don't know. Why not like mayim? Right? It would be much easier holiday if it was like, they drink a lot of water and that's how we drink a lot of water for him. Can you imagine that? What would be the bad part about that?
There's no fun with water.
Go to the bathroom. People should be in the bathroom. They'd be crazy times in the bathroom all the time, right? Or I don't know, drinking, what other drinks are there? I don't know. Coffee, right?
It was like bouncing off the walls.
Right? Yeah, orange juice, right? Can you imagine that? If that's really what happened. By the way, Yayin back in the day, and Shushan really was a code name for orange juice,
Start spraying that to Bartoro.
Spraying that. Next year, we're making a suit of orange juice, okay? But Heber, what's the Nikud of Yayin? So let's talk about Shir Hashirim for a second. There are two very interesting psukim in Shir Hashirim. I think definitely in the first couple of prakim. One's like this. The pasuk says, "Hevi'ani el beis hayayin," right? Bring me to the house of wine. V'diglo alai ahava, and I'm going to have a deg. I'm going to have a flag of ahava. So what do you see that yayin represents? It's a place of ahava. Hevi'ani el beis hayayin. You bring me to the house of yayin. You know what's the day of beis hayayin? That's the day of Purim. But what comes from that? It comes from ahava. Brings the hava. It says like this also. It says, Shasisi yeinim chalvi, right? You drink your wine and milk. Ichlu reyim, right? That friends should eat together. Shesu v'shechru dodim, right? You should get drunk, what? With your beloved person. That's the tachlis of what Purim is. That the yayin is supposed to be more hava between us. It's supposed to be more achdus between us. It's not supposed to be more that what I drink a lot of wine and start ripping on other people. That's what a malik does with yayin. But Arnaku the Yain, what? It's more the Hava, the Shalom. We say the Pasuk says, the Yain Yisamach Levav Enosh. Right? The Yain Yisamach Levav Enosh. So much Gemach here, the Yain. Vav Yud Yud is 26, and Nun is 700. What do you get? Nun Sofit. The Sofits are 500, 600, 700, 800, 900. So Nun Sofit is 700.
Really?
Uh-huh. Right? It's called Menatzpach. Which has a lot to do with Paramasa. So nu, what's Gematria? Yeah, V'yayin, like it says.
726.
So V'yayin, Gematria 726, exactly Gematria, Sim Shalom. Like you say every day in Davni. That's the tachas of it. It brings Shlemos between us. It brings Shalom to us. It brings Ahavas Yisrael to us. And Chevra, like we said before, this is the Pesach into Purim. Is the Hava. And if there's no Ahava between us, then what? You can't enter into Purim. That's why, before you do a pregame, enter into a game, it's all about the warm-ups and the practice you did. So the final practice is like, that's the practice, right? That's the big one. What they call Super Bowl, it's called the run-through or something like that, right? It's like the walk-through, right? It's like the big practice, right? That's the nekuda of today. Today's the big practice. See, how much will you ma'orah your Ahav Yisrael to get in? That's what it's about. Time is it? We still have time oh, nice, we still have 5 more minutes. Okay, so we'll learn one Torah from Matal very quickly. Yeah, I think it's just going to be cool the whole entire Indian for us. Five pages out. So Matal Zilber, page Ein Ches. David Yosef, we're going to learn the Rebbe's Torahs, okay? You want to learn the Rebbe's Torah? Okay, good boy. Okay, listen to what the Rebbe says, okay? Just listen to Matal.
Oh,
good job. Good job, David Yosef. Ready? Hold on, this. Take care of babies, you know? Good job. Okay, here we go. That's what happens sometimes, you know what I mean? David Yosef is the best. David Yosef, ready? Look, David Yosef. Well, Indians, Hushtas Kol Misaprim Shabbat Yisrael. Shrei. When we give, right, this week's parsha, Kisisa, it's all about the shekel. Yeah? Shrei. Esrim Gera HaShekel. Like it says that what the shekel that we give is Esrim Gera. Yeah? Umachza Shekel Hu Eser Gera. So what's Eser Gera? So he says a remnant like this. Nimsa Shamispar Shabbani Israel Hu Kideila Ache Kol Hakuma Shleima Shakla Israel. The whole meaning of counting Kla Israel is for what? Is to make us into one Kla. That's what it means. It doesn't mean to that we're all separate pratim. It means to show that we have a complete opposite of each other. That's why we're called Yud Gera. That's how we count it. So Yud Gera, what's Gematria of Yud Gera? Yud Gera is Gematria Yud Gimel Adar. Which is what today? Which is all about the Achdus. Sha'alav Amru Chazal, like we said before, Megillah Beis Man Aleph, Shu Zman Kila Kol, it's there where everyone comes together. Shekol HaNeshel Purim Hu Enyan Shel Kila. The whole Nes of Purim is built on what? Kehila. Everyone coming together. Nikalu v'amar al-nafsha. Ki haman ratza l'horid es kla Yisrael l'socha ama de piruda. The whole Indian of Haman, like we said before, is refidim. If pirud. Shezeu haman v'asar banav. Shem teg yur av simane ketore. It's fine. V'ayi de asar salafim kikar kesef shelo ratz l'horid chelke etusha l'socha ama de piruda. That the whole kavan of him was just to separate us. And to make it that, well, we have a pirud between us. The Klai Yisrael has Gabra Aide Shikla Kodesh. Now listen to this. V'roim, shekol ha'init shel bitul ha'malik, who? The whole way that we're mevatel ha'malik. And when you erase ha'malik is who? Ayde achdus Yisrael. That's what Rav Matl says. That there's no other way to erase ha'malik. There's no other way to enter the Purim except for what? Achdus Yisrael. That's our chevra. We have to work on it. And it's a vodi you're always going to be working on. Because wherever you're going to be, you're always going to be around Jews. Hopefully. Right? And there's always going to be the guy that you're bothered by. But you're going to see, you never gain anything by hating on someone else. Never. The only thing you gain is that you just become more frustrated. That's it. Now listen to this. Four more lines and we're done. From the Baruch of Meshbutz. Hu Haya Omer. Like it says, like we say on Pesach, Kishem Shebechol Dor V'Dor Chayiv Adam Nir says Atzmo Kilu Hu Yatzim Yitzrayim. Right? We say in the Haggadah that every year a person has a chiyuv to what? To see himself as if he's leaving Mitzrayim. Kach Chayiv Adam Lahavin. A person has to understand. Sheish b'chol dor v'dor Mordechai v'Haman. In every single generation, there's a Mordechai and there's a Haman. Aval mi shekorei samagila rak l'mafreya. Right? We know the halacha goes like this. What if a person reads the Megillah backward? Yotzei or not?
Yes.
No.
No.
Go.
Korei l'mafreya lo yotze. So reads it like this. Al pi primus, what does it mean? Mi shekorei samagila rak l'mafreya. A person who reads the Megillah l'mafreya. That what? That it's only something that happened back in the day. That the nes happened back then and it's not happening now. That what? Bitoras nesh era raklish avar bilvad. That what? It was back then that's when the nes happened. But Purim's not happening anymore. Lo yatsa. You're not yotze, you're Purim. Purim, you have to know. Bayam mehim is manazet. Mamish happening now also. That what? There's a gzeir on Klal Yisrael, every generation. Look around us. Look where we are. We happen to be Baruch Hashem, we're in Eretz Yisrael. But look around you left and right. Gaza, Syria, Lebanon, Egypt, Jordan. All these places. That what? What do they say every other day? We want to kill Klal Yisrael. Right? Every single day. V'isham da'avon senu. Say every year. And this is what Purim is, Chavra. So the secret is to enter in what? Working on real Ahavas Yisrael. And Baruch Hashem, we have that here with the Chavra that comes every week. We work on this Nekuda. We sing together, we dance together, and that's more Ahava. It's B'simcha. Mishinichnas other mar B'simcha. Right? When you're marble with Ahavas Yisrael, when you're marble with Chavra, the greatest Simcha comes from there. Alright, Chavra, we have to go to get to that Siyam. So B'siyat HaShemaya, this is the Nekuda. Maybe we'll do something tomorrow also. But the Nekuda, the entrance point in, the Kehil Lakol, the Pesach into Purim is out, Chavra? Ah, that's what it's about. See, I'm the smile, the cover chops, go to the cover part of it.